This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Thursday. It's hour one. Got a full house. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, and the backroom guys, the BRGs. Welcome to the program, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We got our poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. We'll check in with Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Couple things about Saquon Barkley, what he wants, what the Giants are willing to offer here, and the continuation of the devaluing of NFL running backs. Maybe we have a solution to help them get paid. Also, Andrew Luck, Hall of Famer, question mark. Mike Florio brought this up a couple of days ago. I know where Paulie stands on this. Thank you, Paulie.
Looking forward to the segment, Dan. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you, Andrew Luck.
Drop off line.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe has done it again. The new 24/7 Live Guard protection is there to help if an intruder threatens your home. Agents can speak to and deter them through the camera right now. Get 20% off any Simply Safe system at simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Say good morning. You're watching on Peacock. Thank you. And our radio affiliates around the country. Phone number, operator, Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Also those chatting on chat row, we say good morning to you. It feels like this is the second half of the year. Like summer is getting into the second half now. After the ESPYs, after the All-Star game, we get ready for the second half of the season with Major League Baseball trade deadline coming up in a couple of weeks. You've got teams reporting to NFL camps coming up next week. You're going to have the Hall of Fame game coming up. It's getting close here. Now is when this is a fun time of the year. And we've had this discussion. Best time of the year, is it September, October? Or is it maybe in the spring with March Madness and we're getting ready for Major League Baseball? Everything that kind of goes into those separate times of the year. But I love this time of the year. After the ESPYs, you got a day off for everybody, and then it starts to get real on Friday as Major League Baseball, the home stretch, you got the trade deadline, of course, Shohei Ohtani, what's going on, players reporting to camp with the NFL. Poll question, what are we going to go with there, Seton O'Connor?
Well, Dan, we've got a few options for poll questions, and we have something that's quickly becoming one of my favorites.
Okay.
Todd's poll thoughts that are actually statements, not questions.
That is true.
Those are becoming one of my favorite things that Todd's doing right now.
Okay, Todd, go ahead.
Give us passive aggressive poll questions.
Yes. These are your real opinions, but you are asking them kind of under the umbrella of this is a poll question.
Disguised as one of the options.
Absolutely. Okay, here we go.
The ESPY Awards need a big name host, multiple celebrity hosts, more fun SNL type skits. To be over. It was a nice run, though.
Okay, where do you stand on this?
I think it's kind of wrapped. It's done its run its course.
But did you watch last night?
I did not.
Okay. Well, how do you know if it's run its course?
I read things. You hear things in the streets. You know what the
Wait, last night, LeBron shocked the sports world. He's coming back.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not retiring?
Yeah, no.
I could have swore he was over. It was done. He seems so defensive.
Oh,
who even knew that was a storyline anymore?
I think it was a storyline because it's been a kind of a slow couple of weeks here. You know, LeBron retiring? Question mark.
Announcing he's coming back. Who thought that he wasn't?
When I heard it, I go, "Oh, LeBron, don't! You don't need this attention."
Lucky for you.
Yeah. Now, did he win an ESPY? Was the category? Player who surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the all-time scoring list, and the ESPY goes to...
How often do they give that one out?
LeBron James! I'm going, what? This goes back to when I was first at the mothership, and they came up with the idea of the ESPYs, and it felt like if you showed up, you got an ESPY. They would create a category there, but... LeBron's family was up there to introduce him and award him the ESPY for the player to surpass Kareem on the all-time scoring list. Yes, Paul.
Dan, to be fair to the integrity of the ESPYs, the award was Best Record-Breaking Performance. That award has been in place since 2001, the early days of the ESPYs.
Okay.
And you know, Steph Curry has won it, and Drew Brees has won it, and Michael Phelps, and
What if LeBron didn't show up last night?
No,
who would have won the best record-setting performance? Yes, Eaton.
I thought LeBron just had some really interesting quotes in his speech that he gave.
All right.
Like he said, you know, you can love me, and I know some of you will hate me, but the one thing you will always do is respect me.
I don't know why he needs to do this.
They appreciate the approach to the game and what I've given to this game. Like, you can see that, but you can't say the one thing you're going to do is respect me.
Oh, going to do.
No,
See, the one thing you will always do is respect me.
That's why when he lost
when
the Lakers lost to the Nuggets and then he wasn't sure, I said, just somebody hug him. Just hug him. Say, it's okay. You know what? At the end of the day, when you put your head on the pillow at night, you're probably one of the two or three greatest players who's ever played the game. It's okay.
Probably.
Yeah. It's okay.
He has an ability to. I am not a LeBron hater. I'm a defender, if anything.
Yeah.
But he sort of manufactures things for himself, and then is like, "Whoa, what's all of this attention? Like, you just manufactured it. Nobody was talking about this. Nobody was questioning if you were coming back next year or not. Nobody."
I wasn't waiting for an announcement. I got one, and then ESPN's treating it like it's breaking news, and I went, "You know what's breaking news? If he retired." Not that he's coming back. Who thought that he might retire?
Nobody.
Do you think, like, in his house, he was like, this is a big deal. And then I'm going to announce it at the ESPYs. Yeah. It's going to be massive.
Dad, are you going to? Oh, wow.
What?
Do you think that he was walking around the house practicing this? Like, and you know what?
Marvin, lucky for you, today is not that.
Yeah. Was that his Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator? I'll be back. Here's LeBron last night at the ESPYs.
Can I give everything to the game still? Truth is, I've been asking myself this question at the end of the season for a couple years now. I just never openly talked about it. I don't care how many more points I score or what I can or cannot do on the floor. The real question for me is, can I play without cheating this game? The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
Oh, my God. Yes, Paul.
That sounded like one of those things where an 18-year-old decides which college to pick, and he says, you know, I've always been an LSU fan. I love LSU football. I'm going to Georgia. Like, it was like he was ramping up like this. I'm about to tell you I'm retiring.
Yes, Todd.
I'm okay with the it's not that day. If he wants to act like this is breaking news that some people actually think he's going to retire, it's the line before that kind of bothers, that it's lucky for us that we're going to get to see some more LeBron James. I don't know if that line needs to be said. Of course we would like to see LeBron James play some more, but you need to say that yourself. Ugh.
Lucky for you.
Lucky for you. Today
is not that day.
Yes! Yeah, yours! Yes! Yes!
Come on now. Get up, everybody.
Oh, LeBron's here. Get up.
And all the Denver Nuggets players are sitting there going, what about us?
Well, you know.
They're like, oh, great.
Lucky for you. Today is not that day.
Yes!
It doesn't sound as, you know, I'll be back.
That's like something Zlatan would say if he was in the NBA. He'd say that line.
Yeah,
not LeBron.
Yeah.
Come on, you're better than that.
Yeah. It just is needy. And you don't need it. Yeah, I want publicity. Don't forget about me. I don't want to cheat the game. Just play. One of the greatest of all time. It's almost like, you know, we're looking at him like he's an underdog story. Like, he's doing it again. That's incredible. He might play for another 5 years. Maybe. But I think when you cheat the game is when you think you're going to be still LeBron James and you might be the second or third option. That will be the key for me is, and we've been waiting for Anthony Davis to take over the team. That's not going to happen. But if it did, that's what I wanted to see, how LeBron reacted to that. We saw James Harden. He wasn't the man in Philadelphia. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, maybe I want to go back to Houston. I can be the man there. You know, Chris Bosh, when he went from Toronto to Miami, he had to basically say, I'm the third option. Kevin Love did this after Minnesota, where he's putting up, you know, 20-20 each night. And then he goes to Cleveland. He's the third option. LeBron will eventually get to the second option, third option there for a team if he continues to play. Steph Curry at some point might be the second option for the Golden State Warriors. Or maybe he morphs into the role that his dad Dell had when he played, that he was a third option. Because that's where you're going to find out if LeBron is cheating the game or he's still able to play. He's just not going to be able to play at a high level. And I'm a defender of LeBron James as far as his career, the most decorated player in the history of the game. Is the best player? He's not. Michael is. You have one game to win, it's Mike. You have a series to win, it's Mike. Yeah, we know all that. Mike never gets swept. LeBron got swept. I understand all of this. But I will say this. The greatest accomplishment I ever saw LeBron James perform was when he took the Cleveland Cavaliers to the NBA Finals against the San Antonio Spurs. I don't care what player you put on that Cleveland Cavalier team, they're not getting to the NBA Finals. And here he was, what, 21, 22 years of age, and he's going against a great Spurs team with a Hall of Fame head coach, and he has taken a cast of characters that would have had a hard time in the G League. That is not a win, but it is for me. What he did, how he's done it, sustained greatness, longevity, consistency, those are all things you got to factor in. Because for every title that we trumpet with Michael Jordan, what about all the years that he didn't get to the NBA Finals? Yeah, he never got swept, never taken to a Game 7. We understand all of these things. What LeBron has done does not need to be, like, let's wait till it's done, and then we'll give you your flowers. You don't need your flowers. Like, how about we get down the aisle here with this? You want the flowers, you know, before you get down the aisle. No? How about we wait until you walk into, you know, the sunset here. Then you can put on your sunglasses. He had his sunglasses on last night.
A lot of people did.
Yeah. What is that? Inside sunglasses?
Is it because it's so bright on the stage and it helps you see people?
No.
I don't know. Trying to help.
Yes. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, I saw this on Twitter last night. I saw the glasses. I didn't watch the ESPYs, but I saw him, and he looked like Nino Brown in New Jack City.
Heck yeah.
Oh. Somebody was calling him Nino Brown.
Okay. Good call. Yes, Todd.
What's more, look at me, how cool am I? Sunglasses inside or at night, or when you're wearing the sport jacket with no shirt underneath, regardless of how amazing your abs are?
If I had abs, I might wear the jacket without a shirt on underneath.
I don't think you would. I think you're too classy for that.
Well, lucky for you, today is not
okay,
that day.
Lucky for me.
Yes, yeah, boy.
Mahomes went with it. Mahomes is usually not showy, I would say is the word. He went, I looked like a double-breasted sport coat, kind of a white, silver look, and he had nothing underneath. So from sternum up, it was a lot of peck. It's peck night.
Yes, Mark.
I'm blaming this on his wife. I'm certain she was like...
Oh, you think she was like, you know what,
honey? My God, Pat, you would look so hot if you just had...
So hot.
So hot.
And what do you think his response was, Fritzy?
Okay, I'll give it a shot. I know we're going to do something like that, but if you think it's cool, why not?
Yes, Seton.
LeBron finished his speech and put a crown on his head.
I know.
An imaginary crown on his
Stop.
Head.
Ugh. It's so ugh.
It went like this and put an imaginary crown on his head. Stop. Dude, we get it. You're awesome. Stop.
God.
What is he? Come on.
You know, it's like the supermodel who keeps asking you, do I look hot? Do I look beautiful? Yes. How do I look? You're Giselle. You look spectacular. You're okay. Are you sure? Do I look fat in this? Do I?
Like, he's almost getting a touch of Ricky Henderson in there about, like, today I am the greatest of all time. Like, yeah, Ricky, we know. You don't have to say that.
But I think Ricky was a character.
Yeah.
I think there was Rick Henderson, and then there was Ricky Henderson. And Ricky would, you know.
Ricky be Ricky.
Ricky be Ricky. I mean, yeah. He spoke in third person. He talked to himself at the plate.
The best.
Yes.
The best.
I hope LeBron doesn't morph into that. Yes, Paul.
And he had these medals on his chest like he was a dictator of some country. I'm sure they were jewelry, but he may have his own country. He's got that kind of money. But like, is Samoa? Is he the president of Samoa or something?
No, he's the dictator of the NBA.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Boop. Yeah, this is my country there.
Adam who?
He needed a scepter when he was going up there.
I thought he'd have a sword or something, and...
those things that go across you, like a SWAT.
You know, like the movie The Dictator with Sacha Baron Cohen. He's got all these medals. It's like when you see the Royals and they have all those medals, and I go, I don't know what they did to get those medals, but they got a lot of those medals. You can buy those and just say, hey, I'm going to put them on here. And you got 52 medals on there. Yeah, I don't know what it's for. I think I got into a helicopter. You get a medal. Yes, yes, Mark.
But he is a royal. He's the king.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Lucky for you, we're here for another 2.5 hours.
2 hours and 44 minutes to be exact there. Mike Florio is going to join us. Saquon Barkley on the outside looking in. Dalvin Cook on the outside looking in. And Andrew Luck, Hall of Famer, question mark. Just some of the topics that we'll broach with Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk next year on the Dan Patrick Show. Well, you've heard Howard Mackler's, the CEO of Innovation Refunds, explain how his company has helped thousands of small businesses with their ERC tax refund. Now, the ERC stands for Employee Retention Credit. If you own a business with more than 4 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. The ERC tax filing process is complex. Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate this process. If your accountant said that you might not qualify for the ERC, I think it's worth getting a second opinion. Innovation Refunds Network of independent attorneys, they're tax attorneys. They're familiar with this and the qualification criteria. And they've been helping out businesses claim their ERC tax refunds since 2021, and they've helped return over $5 billion. InnovationRefunds.com. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 1-843-REFUNDS. 1-843-REFUNDS or go to InnovationRefunds.com. That's InnovationRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We'll come up with a poll question. Got Fritzy's random thoughts like this one. I hope LeBron James plays another year or two, plays well into his 40s, eventually stop acting like we've somehow disrespected him. Is that how you really feel?
It's an important option to have there in the poll.
All right. I will leave it at that. Thank you, Todd. By the way, can we put, is it Janet Jackson who gave us Rhythm Nation? Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With her outfit? Can we do a side-by-side with what LeBron wore last night and what Janet Jackson wore
Five,
in that video?
4, 3, 2, 1.
Before we get to Mike Florio, your Saquon Barkley poll question suggestion?
Saquon Barkley should keep pushing for more money, ask for a trade, prepare to hold out, take the Giants off and accept running backs are a dime a dozen these days.
All right, let's bring in Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. And this is such an important topic. Mike joining us from vacation to talk about this. The last vacation you're going to have until after the Super Bowl. All right, let's start with Saquon Barkley. The latest report, Giants offered $13 million. He wants $16 million. Can they settle somewhere in between and this all goes away?
One thing to remember, Dan, that offer of $13 million was made before they applied the franchise tag to Saquon Barkley. What they wanted to do was get him signed long-term and tag Daniel Jones. When that didn't work, they signed Daniel Jones, tagged Saquon Barkley, and pulled their offer. So back before the tag was applied, it was 16, I'm told, that Barkley wanted, 13 that the Giants were offering. And neither number is unreasonable. I know Barkley claims it's all a lie. I mean, it's not like it's 26 and 23 that are out there. These are realistic numbers that he should want. Now the question is, what do the Giants do when they know they have his rights for this year at 10.1 and they could squat on him next year at just a 20% raise? Total payout of $22.22 million over 2 years if they want to go year to year under the tag. That's what the Giants have in their pocket. All Barkley has is the threat to not show up.
Yeah.
And the problem is the deadline for doing a long-term deal is Monday. After Monday, they can't do a long-term deal. They can only do a one-year deal. So now is the time for Barkley to huff and puff because after Monday, he's got no real leverage because he can't get a long-term deal. He's got leverage, but he's not using it for anything because nothing he says or does will get him that long-term contract after Monday. Now's the time to make his play.
Paulie has a suggestion on how we get running backs paid. Paulie, you
let
you,
Mike be the judge?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, this is what I would want if I were running backs and the NFLPA. When running backs are drafted out of college, especially first-round running backs, their contract is 3 years. No option for the fourth, no fifth. Right now, it's four with an option for a fifth, which is very team-friendly. Like, Saquon has had 5 years. So their first contract, especially for first-round running backs, is 3 years, which gets them to their second contract possibly 2 years earlier, makes them more valuable and more likely to sign. This is what I'd want if I were running backs and the NFLPA.
I think you're absolutely right. And look, you could make the argument the running backs should have their own bargaining unit. They shouldn't be part of the NFL Players Association. They should have their own separate thing, their own separate deal. And that was tried a few years ago. It went nowhere. But you could make the argument that the running backs should be on their own group. An argument and a suggestion that Chris Sims initially threw out there several months ago, and I've been pushing it, the idea that there should be a league-wide fund that's available to pay running backs early in their careers as they're producing. Because the best running backs are boom, right away. They're automatic. They're obvious. They're great. And then by the time they're due to get paid, they've worn a lot of the rubber off the tires, and teams are thinking, we'll just go draft another one. So I'd like to find a way to get guys paid as they earn, as they perform, as they produce. But again, you got to get the union on board. You got to get the league on board. That's the biggest challenge, getting the powers that be to recognize it's an issue that needs to be addressed. And hopefully they eventually will.
Well, we brought this up a couple of years ago, that maybe we have quarterbacks who are treated separate. So a separate cap for your quarterback, because that's where all the money is going. And then, therefore, you have more resources to spend on the rest of the team. And then maybe running backs do get compensated. But if a quarterback's going to make $50 or $60 million, then maybe you don't have, you know, the Giants. What they did with Daniel Jones is idiotic, in my opinion, because they could have gotten him for a whole lot less. Didn't, you know, there was no leverage there. But I'm wondering if we could do that, a salary cap for quarterbacks.
Consider this. When the schedule comes out, all the great games are driven by the quarterbacks. And they completely reshuffle the deck based upon, is Tom Brady retired? Is Tom Brady not retired? They admit that they did that in 2022. He retired from the Buccaneers. Okay, who cares about Tampa Bay games? Oh, wait, now he's back. We got to jam Tampa Bay games into primetime. It shows you how valuable quarterbacks are, not just to their team, but to the entire production. So if we're going to talk about league-wide funds, you know, and this is one of the ways they hold Patrick Mahomes down, and he's content with it because he wants to win. But Patrick Mahomes is far more valuable than $45 million per year to the game, not just to the Chiefs, but to the Shield and to every game they put on and all the money they're bringing in. The great quarterbacks are always going to be woefully underpaid and subsidize everyone else in a salary cap system. So you're onto something. But again, the league's got to be willing to do it. The union's got to push it. And good luck getting either of those things to happen.
How does the NFL, I'm trying to figure out the best way to describe this, ask, force, encourage the Jets to be on Hard Knocks?
Well, they came up with a rule 10 years ago or so where you're exempt if you have a first-year head coach, you have been to the playoffs each of the last 2 years, and or if you've done Hard Knocks the last 10 years. So there were four teams this year that fell into the category of teams that couldn't say no. The league decided collectively there will be teams that can't say no. This year it was the Bears, the Saints, the Commanders, and the Jets. And the Jets didn't want to do it. I mean, this is the first time in the history of Hard Knocks you're getting a team that didn't want to do it. And if you want reality TV, that's reality.
Well, can
a
they?
Team that
can
doesn't
they
want to do it?
Yeah, can they? That's what I'd love to see. If Hard Knocks is there, but they don't cooperate with Hard Knocks.
Well, and I think at some point they're just going to have to. They're going to have to submit to it. It's going to be harder to fight it than to just acknowledge the cameras are here and this is going to be a distraction. Dan, I think the biggest problem is this. Whoever makes the decisions about what the Jets are going to allow into the final program had better be damn sure Aaron Rodgers is okay with anything involving him, because they may guess wrong and then they got a problem with Aaron Rodgers and the honeymoon is over just like that. I would want Rodgers sitting there watching the final cut and giving me up or down on anything he likes or doesn't like. That's the only way to avoid a problem. And I think that's one of the reasons they don't want to do it, because they could get sideways with Aaron Rodgers. Remember when they did it the last time? There was that scene where Antonio Cromartie couldn't remember the names of his kids. And the Jets let that go in.
I know.
I mean, the teams, we learned that years ago, the teams have final say over this. Well, they better exercise it in a way that doesn't offend the delicate genius known as Aaron Rodgers.
He's Mike Florio. Your love affair continues with Aaron Rodgers, Pro Football Talk Live co-host and contributor, NBC Football Night in America. Summarize this ESPN expose on Daniel Snyder and John Gruden and his John Gruden's lawsuit here.
Well, you know, the headline is that the release of the John Gruden emails was the first domino that led to Daniel Snyder being forced to sell. But if you're following the story carefully, you already knew that. He was free and clear. It was over. It was done. The wrist slap had been administered to Dan Snyder. The investigation report had been brushed under the rug. It was over. When the Gruden emails came out and he got forced out of a job, that dusted everything up again. Congress got involved. And then one thing leads to another and Snyder sells. The bigger issue is the John Gruden lawsuit over who leaked the emails. Now, John Gruden is not going to be a sympathetic figure because he wrote the emails. And many will say he got what he deserved. But when you have a stack, a gigantic stack, Dan, of 650,000 emails, and a small handful of them get pulled out and weaponized to take a guy out, someone decided we're going to take these emails out of this stack, we're going to give them to the media, and we know what's going to happen. Mark Davis is not going to be able to continue to employ him. That's where this whole thing blows up, and this gets back to the fight. Every time the NFL gets sued, they try to pull it into arbitration where they can keep it all secret, and they can stack the deck in their favor. And that's where Gruden's case is still hung up more than a year later. Is it going to be in open court, or is it going to be in the NFL's private arbitration system? And if it's in open court, John Gruden gets the chance, Dan, to go all the way back down the digital rabbit hole. Who ultimately was the one that forwarded the email to the Wall Street Journal first, the New York Times second? He's going to find out. And one of the quotes that really got my attention in that story, he wants to burn the NFL's house down. Now, that doesn't mean the whole game. He means the league office. He wants to take out Roger Goodell. He wants to take out Dan Snyder if he can, if it turns out Snyder was the one that leaked the emails. And Dan, if Snyder was the one, he may have to worry about a prosecution because he, under oath, testified to Congress he didn't do it. If Gruden proves he did, there's going to be a perp walk. There's going to be a trial. There's going to be incarceration of
Mike,
Daniel Snyder.
Mike, this is better than Hard Knocks.
Yes.
Who's more likely to get signed first, Dalvin Cook or D. Hopkins?
Good question. And anytime someone says good question, that means they're just buying time to come up with an answer. I think that it's probably going to be Dalvin Cook because I think Cook sees the benefit of getting into camp early and getting himself ready. Hopkins is a guy whose reputation is he doesn't like to practice. So why not wait 2, 3, 4 weeks? Maybe somebody gets injured. Maybe somebody ends up being not as effective as they were supposed to be because he's waiting for another team to drive up the offer that the Titans and the Patriots have made. So I think it's going to be Cook before Hopkins.
Andrew Luck, Hall of Famer, question mark.
God, no. I mean, I know it's slow now. I mean, I saw
wait,
that.
Wait. Who brought this up?
There's an NFL Rookie Watch Twitter account that just kind of dropped it out there. Oh, his first six seasons were insane and, you know, Hall of Fame eligible in 2024. Well, we are too, but we ain't getting in and he ain't getting in. So, I mean, it's his prerogative to walk away.
But do we look at the quarterbacking position the way we did the running back position with Terrell Davis and Gale Sayers?
Well, but Terrell Davis won a Super Bowl and Gale Sayers had rare, unprecedented talent. The problem with the quarterback position is there's so many great ones. I mean, if Andrew Luck gets in, Philip Rivers is in, it's a no-brainer. Eli Manning, it's a no-brainer. He's getting in anyway because his last name's Manning and he's got two Super Bowl wins. But, you know, you could look at aspects of his career and say it's a closer call than it should be. But if Andrew Luck gets in, look at all the guys currently playing who have a better case right now than Andrew Luck. So I don't think Andrew Luck would want to get in. I think he's sufficiently self-aware to realize that's part of the price of walking away at the front end or smack dab in the middle of your prime. He chose to not play. Why would he expect? I don't think he'd ever expect to be in the Hall of Fame. He could still come back, I guess, and put enough more years on paper to get into the Hall of Fame. But based on what he did before he chose to retire, I think it's one thing to have, and he could say, well, his career was shortened by injury. And maybe it was, but still, he chose to walk away when he could have kept playing. And I don't know how you get rewarded with a bronze bust for doing that.
And at that position where it's about numbers, I don't know if you could have a scenario. Could somebody create a body of work in 6 years, first 6 years, that they got injured and weren't able to play again, that the voters would look at that and say, you know what, Hall of Fame worthy?
If you win Super Bowls. If you win Super Bowls. There are people in the Hall of Fame that wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame but for their Super Bowl wins. Lynn Swann would not be in the Hall of Fame but for his role with the Steelers, four Super Bowl teams, and his performance in Super Bowl X, which showed us all the way the wide receiver position could be played if the ball is put in the air more often. And I'm sure that was part of this process where we've seen the game evolve toward the pass.
Yeah, I'm wondering, let's say Lamar Jackson won two Super Bowls and then his career ended. He got injured.
He's in.
Okay.
In.
Okay.
I think getting the Super Bowls is in. That's why Terrell Davis made it. The Super Bowl victories put you on a higher level than just being great in the regular season.
Is Russell Wilson a Hall of Famer right now?
Well, no. I mean, you could make the argument he's got a better chance of getting in if he would retire now than if he keeps playing. Because as he keeps playing, yeah. If he struggles like he did last year, that drags him down. And it makes it harder. It takes away from the resume he'd already put together. Shereen Williams, who's one of the Hall of Fame voters, made the point late in Eli Manning's career. He's running the risk of hanging around so long, it's going to disqualify him from the Hall of Fame because he's going to have too many bad years on the back end of his good years. Now, I think Russell Wilson's got the potential to be like Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner had that donut hole the year he was with the Giants and his final years with the Rams. It dipped, but then he picked it up again. But I still think Russell Wilson's done enough already to get there. The question is, does he diminish himself with his play this year and beyond? That's going to be the real question.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I would keep him out of the Hall of Fame just for the Subway sandwich commercial.
That's true.
You know, the first time I saw it, Mike, I thought somebody accidentally aired something that shouldn't have been on TV, where he's just chewing on a sandwich and talking to you, and I go, this cannot be real.
I thought it was a bit. I thought it was like some SNL thing where they got him to do something that was supposed to be funny. It was so unintentionally hilarious.
Mike, thanks for joining us from your vacation.
Good seeing you, Dan.
All right. That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. You know, I was giving Mike grief to the Danettes. I'm going, how does Florio think this topic is worthy? Andrew Luck, Hall of Famer, question mark. And then we find out that Florio didn't come up with that. Somebody else did. He just commented on that. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, Andrew Luck played six seasons and had three very good seasons. Like 2014, he had 40 touchdowns, 16 picks. 2016, 31 touchdowns, 13 picks. And his last year was probably his most efficient season. He was 39 touchdowns, 4,600 yards, 15 picks.
Yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer.
No, he was never an All-Pro.
If he had won one Super Bowl and then retired.
Had to retire. If he had.
Yeah. See, if he walked away, I'm sure that he had a lot of injuries, but he walked away as opposed to he was told that he can't play football anymore. You know, Kirby Puckett, after 10 years, he had lost the sight in one of his eyes after getting hit, and he was told he couldn't play baseball again. And then he became a Hall of Famer because those 10 years were great years, and he won a couple of World Series titles. Yes, Paul.
Calvin Johnson of Detroit, he retired at age 30. He had five monster seasons and then about three okay seasons.
And then he walked away.
Walked away, right? By choice.
Yeah.
And he got in.
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. Got our play of the day coming up. We'll get to phone calls as well here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Matt Turner needs a save. I want to see it fly off target for the U.S. to stay alive. And Karaskia scores, and Panama, for the first time in a decade, will play in the Gold Cup final. Heartbreak for this young American team, but look at the joy from Los Canaleros.
That's courtesy of Fox Sports 1. After defeating Canada on PKs in the quarterfinals on Sunday, the loss to Panama in the semis marks the first time the U.S. national team played extra time in consecutive matches. That's your play of the day. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now. PaniniAmerica.net. Marvin with a nice poll there with Janet Jackson, a little Rhythm Nation. And I think LeBron had sort of the same kind of outfit that Janet Jackson had on in that video.
Yeah, he had a lot going on. It was either Janet Jackson or Nino Brown or, you know, a taller Napoleon.
But I thought the glasses almost looked like Lawrence Fishburne's character in The Matrix. Was that?
Okay.
Yeah, had some glasses there. Brent in Georgia. Hey, Brent, what's on your mind today?
What's up, DP? How you doing?
Good, sir.
So, picture this. Fritzy walking in tonight with his wife, sitting down to dinner, and then he goes into the LeBron speech, and he pretty much reads it verbatim and then ends it, "Lucky for you, I'm not leaving you today. Today is your lucky day." Can we get that played out on camera for our amusement and then him report back to us?
Probably not. Yeah, I don't need to see it or hear it.
That would come with a lot of giggling from the wife.
Yes, I think your wife would be like,
she would proceed to put on the local news or make it louder because it would already be on.
She would say, "Thank you, Todd."
That's exactly what she
That's
said.
That's it. Thank you, Todd. Nick in Texas. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to make a comparison as far as like statistic great LeBron James in basketball and Emmitt Smith in the NFL, but Emmitt Smith doesn't, like, seek the attention. When you talk pro football, you talk Jim Brown, Walter Payton, Gale Sayers, O.J. Simpson. But when you talk NBA, you talk about Kareem, Kobe, Magic, Michael, and that's where...
Well, no, you talk LeBron, too.
I think where he was trying to go was LeBron is a very good player for a long, long time, like Emmitt. I think that's maybe what he's trying to say.
Well, Emmitt's the all-time leading rusher, but he's not considered the greatest rusher, running back of all time. LeBron is the all-time leading scorer, but he is considered by some as the greatest player of all time. Emmitt was, I don't know, was he ever league MVP? Was he once, maybe,
yeah,
Marvin?
In his fourth year in the league, he was league MVP.
Okay.
He led the league in rushing four out of his first 6 years.
Yeah. I mean, he was a great player. He was durable. He was tough, but he had an unbelievable offensive line. And, as a Barry Sanders apologist, if you put Barry Sanders in that Dallas lineup and put Emmitt in the Lions lineup, we have a different rushing champ. Not even close. And Emmitt, I think, even acknowledges, thank you, Barry, for retiring so I could have the all-time record. Yes, Paulie.
Emmitt might be closer to Tim Duncan, where the highlight film isn't spectacular. He just beats you every game. If you watch Emmitt Smith highlights, he's just running through a nice hole, putting his shoulder down, and getting extra yards.
There's probably fewer highlights per yards with Emmitt than any other running back.
Which is not his fault.
No, he was unbelievable. I mean, you knew that because of that, then, you had the ability for Troy to be able to throw the football. You always had to honor the running game, always with Emmitt. And they led with the running game. They weren't a pass-happy franchise there, but Emmitt played. I remember he had the separated shoulder, might have played against the Eagles or the Giants, but, man, he was tough. Tough. Yes, Marv.
He was so important. I think he missed the first two games off of a holdout.
Yes.
And they were like, they went 0-2. Like, all right, give Emmitt whatever
Emmitt,
he wants.
Come on back. Yeah.
I think that's the year he won the MVP award.
Yeah, Paulie.
That's correct. 1993, he held out the first two games. In 14 games, he had 1,500 yards and won the MVP. 106 yards a game.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if running backs are going to get paid. I don't know if owners go, oh, woe is them. We got to pay. It's good for the owners. They're like, no, why do we want to pay them, $20 million a year? You used to get paid on what your potential was. Now you get paid on, well, you hope you get paid on past performance, but that's not the way you should get paid. Zeke Elliott getting re-signed by the Cowboys to me was, a flawed move by Jerry Jones. Because I'd gotten my 5 years out of him. It was like, thank you. That's all I would expect. Like Bijan Robinson with the Falcons. Is he going to sign a second contract there? Probably not. They're going to use him. And then you're going to say thank you. I mean, Derrick Henry is an anomaly. That you have a powerful running back. Like Leonard Fournette was Derrick Henry. Or at least we thought he was when he was in college. He was better than Derrick Henry. But then, he's getting banged up. He's running to contact, where a lot of these running backs, run away from contact. And how many carries do you have? But Derrick Henry, there were discussions of trading him in the offseason. But who's going to want him, even though you would think at that price would be a good running back to have? Is he a Hall of Famer now? Is Derrick Henry a Hall of Famer right now? Has he got 10,000 yards? Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, it sure feels like it. He dominated the league for I don't know. 1,500 yards, 2,000 yards. He had the injured season, and he came back last year with 1,500 yards.
How many yards does he have right now?
He only has 8,300.
Oh.
That's a good point. If he doesn't get 10, it's hard
to get. He's got to have. Yeah, it used to be 10 was where it started with running backs.
Guys like Ricky Waters and Tiki Barber aren't sniffing the Hall of Fame.
They should be. Ricky Waters was the first. He was the first dual threat, in my opinion. That guy could get you 1,000 yards, and he could get you 80 catches. And I think he's one of the most underrated running backs in NFL history. All right, coming up next hour, we'll talk some hoops. We got the Summer League. I watched some of the Summer League. Yeah, it's just not as interesting with Victor Wembanyama not there. Some of these other players, and you're like, Although, I haven't heard from him in a while. But James Harden's still out there, Dame Lillard's situation. So a few things to discuss with Frank Isola from the Mothership. 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Thursday. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.